This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Right now, our top local story on News Radio WBBM, the Chicago Teachers Union, calling on Mayor Brandon Johnson to intervene as the union and the district remain far apart in contract talks. More now from WBBM's Mike Krauser.
We are the union!
Union members rallied and marched downtown, attempting to apply a little pressure. This after district officials said the gap between the CTU's proposals and the district's financial situation is significant. If all of the union demands were met, the district estimates the cost would be about $10 billion over 4 years at a time of significant deficits. Jackson Potter, the vice president of the CTU, takes issue with school CEO Pedro Martinez.
He's gaslighting us. He says, we want more staff than they can afford. What he refuses to suggest is we've given them a ramp over years. They are ignoring that in their mischaracterization.
Union President Stacey Davis Gates sent a letter to the mayor asking him to intervene, writing that Pedro Martinez has slow-walked negotiations. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
At the latest City Council budget hearings, the head of the Department of Aviation assured alderpersons that the companies doing business at the airports look like Chicago. WBBM political editor Craig Delamore reports from City Hall.
When it comes to O'Hare and Midway Airport, City Council members are concerned about contracts and concessions, especially for small and minority-owned firms. Budget Committee Chair Jason Irvin says he wants to see true Chicago businesses becoming concessionaires, for example, even if some big entity wins the bidding.
We've got good, iconic Chicago brands that might not be on the winning team, but still, from a perspective of a Chicagoan, to be there, right?
Aviation Commissioner Jamie Ree assured him that the department's requests for proposals are inclusive.
Right now, the current RFP that is on the street has 112 spaces. It will not be one firm. There's going to be several, and there's actually certain packages are really carved out for smaller firms.
And in capital projects, Reese says 37% of the money is going to minority and women-owned businesses. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
An early morning fire near the Lincoln Park Zoo sends two people to the hospital.
The Chicago Fire Department says the fire happened a little after 4 in the morning in a shed that houses propane tanks outside Cafe Brower at the zoo. Flames were shooting from one of the tanks, and the fire was quickly put out. Fire spokesman Larry Langford.
In investigating this, our OFI people talked to witnesses and studied the evidence from the scene, and one civilian was taken to Illinois Masonic Hospital with a medical issue, and that civilian is now being interviewed by Chicago police, we believe, as they are opening an investigation into how this started.
Investigators believe the fire was started by someone, but that it was not necessarily arson. A firefighter also suffered a minor injury and was taken to a hospital for treatment. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A DeKalb man pleads guilty to driving under the influence of cannabis in a crash that killed a four-year-old girl in 2022. Prosecutors say the 22-year-old Edgar Barrios was speeding near Maple Park when he lost control and struck a Jeep, sending it into a ditch where it caught fire. Peyton Moore died of her injuries at Lurie Children's Hospital in Chicago. Her mother was injured. The Daily Herald reports that Barrios could receive up to 14 years in prison when he's sentenced in February. Organizers gathered this morning to break ground on a new children's garden at the Garfield Park Conservatory on Chicago's west side.
Park District Superintendent Rosa Escareño stood in the 6,000-square-foot space to be transformed into a play garden that includes a pit for digging, a texture trail, and a slide.
There will be a dedicated space for visitors with sensory processing disorders and a wheelchair-accessible spiral ramp that will make it its way all the way up to these beautiful glass roof that you see above us.
Mary Claire Bonacorsi, vice chair of the Garfield Park Conservatory Alliance Board, says she hopes the garden inspires Chicago children.
Gardens have been used universally by poets, artists, and authors to symbolize life, beauty, safe havens.
Almost half of the $10 million cost of the Elizabeth Morse Genius Children's Garden came from private donations. It will be free to Chicago residents and is slated to open in the fall. At the Garfield Park Conservatory, Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Employers in Illinois will no longer be allowed to pay workers with disabilities less than minimum wage under a bill passed by state lawmakers.
By the end of 2029, the Dignity in Pay Act will eliminate an exemption that encouraged employers to hire people with disabilities by allowing those workers to make less than the minimum wage. Mike Briggs is president and CEO of Little Friends, which serves people with disabilities.
In the beginning, in all honesty, I was opposed to it because I was fearful that the people that we support could possibly be left behind.
Briggs now says he believes eliminating subminimum wages for people with disabilities can be beneficial as long as the state provides adequate funding to help workers and employers make the transition.
What are the things that we can do to provide incentives for business to encourage them to support and hire and be more inclusive and provide opportunities for individuals?
Governor Pritzker says the Dignity in Pay Act ensures that workers in Illinois will earn fair wages regardless of their abilities. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A top site on the south side of Chicago for bird biodiversity is the future home of a quantum computing park, sending bird advocates looking for protections.
Over 400 acres at the former U.S. Steel Southworks site have been rezoned for a 128-acre park that could host multiple tech companies along Lake Michigan near DuSable Lakeshore Drive and 85th Street. Bird advocates warn the area is around a key nesting spot for grassland birds, as well as on a migration route and crucial habitat for endangered species. Judy Pollack is president of the Chicago Bird Alliance.
It's a place where you can go and you can really enjoy nature. And there aren't many places like that in the city, but this is one of them.
She says while the developer has been receptive to bird-friendly suggestions like using collision-reducing glass, future developments may lack regulations to ensure similar protections. Sarah Herrera, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
From the AppleChevy.com sports desk, here's 670 The Score's Chris Emma.
Brandon, good afternoon. There have been plenty of challenges for Caleb Williams in his rookie season. On Sunday, he will face one of his greatest tests yet. Williams will be facing a Vikings defense that aims to make life difficult on a quarterback. Minnesota leads the NFL in pressure rate and is third in sacks. Williams has already been sacked more than any quarterback in the league. Matt Eberflus says the Bears will be ready for the Vikings' pressure.
This defense does give you some looks and different things, and I think that, like I said, the manageable and effectiveness of that, the things that we have built in, the alerts that we have on those particular calls, I think are good. And, again, it's about communication and execution now.
The Bears listed DeAndre Swift and Keenan Allen as questionable for Sunday, though both are expected to play. Kickoff is set for noon from Soldier Field. The Lions lead the way in the NFC North at 9-1. The Vikings are one game behind them at 8-2. The Packers stand at 8-3, and the Bears have faded from the playoff picture at 4-6. In basketball, the Bulls play host to the Hawks tonight at the UC. That game is part of the NBA Cup. Catch that broadcast on 670 The Score. The college football regular season has reached its penultimate weekend. Illinois travels to Rutgers. Northwestern is at the Big House to meet Michigan. And Notre Dame takes on Army in Yankee Stadium. Catch the Fighting Irish at 6 on AM 780. With sports at 16 and 46, I'm Chris M of 670 The Score for News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
City French Door fridges starting at $16.90.
After more than 30 years in Chicago, the Blue Man Group has announced what will be the final performance of their history-making residency in the city. The three bald and blue men have taken millions of people beyond any language barrier through various forms of non-verbal communication, introducing a new imaginative art form through music, comedy, and unexpected elements of surprise to tell the universal story of what it means to be human. The final performance of the Blue Man Group residency at the Briar Street Theater in Chicago has been set for January 5th. A man who robbed a letter carrier on the South Side last week was caught on camera, and now federal investigators hope those images will help catch him.
The U.S. Postal Inspection Service included two images of the suspect on a poster offering a reward of up to $150,000 for information leading to the man's arrest and conviction. In one of the images, he can be seen carrying a USPS plastic bin in one hand while holding what appears to be a scarf over his face. Investigators say he's wanted for robbing a letter carrier around 4 p.m. on November 14th near 62nd and Evans in the West Woodlawn neighborhood. Mai Martinez, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
If you're looking to get into the holiday spirit, Chris Kendall Markets open today in Daly Plaza and Aurora's River Edge Park in downtown Chicago. Jenny says that Chicago's Chris Kendall Market stands up to others around the world.
I just like seeing all the different things. I went to a Christmas market 2 years ago in Poland and in Germany, so it's very similar, just not as big, but it's just neat to see the things.
Gift vendors, food stalls, and plenty of mulled wine. Admission to both Chris Kendall Markets is free. Pop star Charlie XCX has announced a new set of shows in the spring, including a stop at Allstate Arena in Rosemont. The concert set to take place in April. The early window for tickets opens on Tuesday. The singer was last in the Chicago area for a show at the United Center in September. Speculation about a new Charlie XCX tour ramped up yesterday after lime green signs appeared in cities across the country, including one that said Chicago at the Belmont L station.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.